AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Air travelers should expect worsening cancellations and delays this week, even if the government shutdown ends. The Federal Aviation Administration is moving ahead with deeper cuts to flights at 40 major airports around the country. The Senate appears to have the votes in place to end a government shutdown after 40 days, but it's not clear when there will be a vote. 8 Democrats agreed to a deal, but it's still up in the air about extension of health care tax credits. The AP's Bill Barrow reports a lot of Democrats are unhappy.
And it's not just the progressives versus the centrists, like a lot of intra-party fights. This is a wide swath of the party. Progressives are particularly angry, and even a lot of moderate Democrats are frustrated that the deal does not include any guarantee that Democrats will get a vote and get support from Republicans to extend the Affordable Care Act premiums that were at the heart of this fight. That was Democrats' prime demand for 6 weeks.
The deal agreed to only guarantees a December vote on the enhanced premium tax credits, which are set to run out at the end of the year without congressional action. The Supreme Court is rejecting a call to overturn its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A blast of the season's first frigid air is bearing down on much of the country, bringing the prospect of snow to parts of the country and plunging temperatures in Florida. France's former president Nicolas Sarkozy has left a Paris prison after an appeals court granted him release under judicial supervision. It's less than 3 weeks after he began serving a 5-year sentence for criminal conspiracy in a scheme to finance his 2007 election campaign with funds from Libya. Their family says a suburban Chicago father and his 1-year-old daughter were pepper sprayed at close range as they headed grocery shopping over the weekend in Chicago and happened upon federal immigration agents. This is AP News. An investigation continues after a house cleaner was shot and killed in Indiana by a homeowner.
Maria Florinda Rios Perez, when she came to the wrong address. Mauricio Velasquez told WRTV his wife was looking for the right key when a shot came through the door and she fell into his arms. Why didn't he call the police, Mauricio asked, if he thought we were suspicious? Instead, he went straight to kill. Velasquez is calling for justice for the 32-year-old mother, saying it's not right the homeowner was released after shooting his wife like she was a dog or a deer. Boone County Prosecutor Kent Eastwood says he's reviewing all the evidence, but the case is complex because Indiana law allows deadly force to stop unlawful entry. Audio courtesy WRTV. I'm Jennifer King.
A convicted drug dealer who has been granted clemency by President Trump was sent back to federal prison. Jonathan Braun has been accused of swinging an IV pole at a hospital nurse and threatening to kill her and groping his family's nanny. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.